I've developed this late in life fascination with dance. I'm not very good at dancing. No matter how hard I've tried, I've taken several lessons. And I don't think we even danced at our wedding. but lately, when I watch men and women and younger people that are able to control their bodies to the degree required to perform ballet and other very athletic forms of dance, I'm just amazed. And we have two people here with us today that really are at the pinnacle of that. Aviana is here, Aviana Adams. She's 15. Good morning.
Morning.
Where are you from?
Pittsburgh.
What community?
I'm from Oakland.
Oakland? Is that where you grew up?
Yeah.
And tell me, well, let's welcome, in addition, Anwen, David, who's 16. Hi.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Point Breeze.
Well, it's nice to have both of you here. And we'll start. I just want to get to know you a little bit. Aviana, you mentioned Oakland. You grew up there. When did your interest in dance start?
Well, my mom, she was a professional dancer. And so I was basically, since the time I was born, I was always around it. I was always sitting in the studio watching class. So basically, day one.
Yeah, I can imagine probably, you know, you wanted to be close to your mom and probably to emulate her. Do you remember a time when it occurred to you that you might want to dance professionally? Or was it always sort of there?
I never, like, recall a specific time, but I always remember that's really what I wanted to do. Like, that's just who I wanted to be. I wanted to be on stage performing.
So how did you learn, probably from your mom, I would think she would be able to teach, but can you tell me more about your training?
Well, it started from the creative movement classes when I was two or so, and
wow.
Then just from there, I kept going through the levels of the school, so.
Interesting, and now you're at Pittsburgh Ballet Theater School, and you still, though, are attending a regular school, too, right?
I'm cyber-schooled, actually, so I have, my schedule is a lot more flexible, so I can rehearse whenever they want me to rehearse.
And what's your cyber school?
PA Cyber.
Okay, so that's great, and so you're part of the, you can be really a big part of PBT's school as you're doing that. You can make that a big part of your life.
Yeah, that is my life, basically.
I could imagine. Before I forget, do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Hi, Mom. I hope you're having a safe drive to Ohio.
I hope she is, too. Let me turn to Anwen. And I'm just curious, the same sort of thing. Now, was your mom a ballet dancer?
No. No, I think she danced as a kid just for fun, but not professionally at all.
And how did you come by ballet?
My older sisters danced when they were younger, and so I would just go to the little ballet school to pick them up, and I'd always watch them and wanted to go too, and so I started when I was in kindergarten, and yeah.
There you are. Now, where do you go to school?
To
your regular school.
I also go to PA Cyber. For the first 2 years of high school, I went to public school because the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater School has a program with the Pittsburgh Public Schools where they, well, you can take class in the morning at the ballet school and then be bused to regular school and take your core classes and then go back. So I did that for a few years, but it was good. They were pretty flexible, but I just, wanted even more flexibility with my schedule, so switched to cyber school.
I'm sure all dancers seek flexibility with every definition of the word of flexible.
Yeah.
Can you give me a sense, each of you, and or either of you, if it's similar, of what a typical day is like? You're both about the same age, 15, 16. What, if you're not performing, what is a typical day like in terms of what you do? Because you have to work out every day, right? I would think.
Yeah. We're both in the same level, so we take the exact same classes. But a typical day, we go for class from 8 to 9:30 in the morning. And then we do our schoolwork from then till 3. And then from about 3 to 6 every weekday.
That's when dance, it's 3 to 6?
Yeah.
And what do you do?
Just technique classes, bar work, center point, lots of point.
Do you think there's things about ballet that the general public doesn't understand very well?
I don't really know what people think, but I think a lot of people think that it's not that hard, but because you try to make it look easy, but when you're doing it, it's actually really, really hard. And one of the hard things about it is to make it look beautiful and make it look easy, but it's not that easy.
That's a really good observation, because you want it to seem as if these motions, almost as if they're coming from your body and what your body wants to naturally do, as opposed to being choreography that you've been given to carry out, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be a very difficult thing. What do you think about when you're performing? If you can even think.
I guess it depends on the show sometimes, but I mean, I'm always partly thinking about just, you know, the dance and what I'm supposed to be doing, but then also just trying to get into character and really enjoy it and have fun and just to act like your character that you're trying to portray. So
it's hard. Would you agree? Is that about the same?
Oh yeah. It does depend on the role, but for example, this year was my first year doing flowers, and all my mom told me to think about was smiling. So I just remember trying to think about this like cheesy smile, and it ended up looking okay. So.
Well, you do forget those things. I forget those things sometimes if I'm in an environment I'm not used to. You know, sometimes people can see me, sometimes they can't. Do both of you, are you both headed for careers in dance? It seems like you are.
I'd say so. What we're hoping.
Yeah.
And now I'll ask each of you, and then I want to talk about Switzerland a little bit, but I'm curious for each of you what else you like to do besides dance. I'm assuming you've got other interests too, Aviana.
Cooking. I absolutely love to cook. When I go home, that's what I do.
And what are some of the specialties, or is there a type of cooking you especially like?
I really like Italian and French. But I dabble in other things.
That's great. Now, was your mom a cook, too? Does she like to cook?
She likes to cook. She doesn't have that much time, so I normally, whenever she's working late, I'll cook dinner for her to kind of take the load off.
Well, that's awfully nice. And how about you, Anwen?
I actually also really like cooking. I'm a vegetarian, so I like trying to make new vegetarian things, and I like making little pretty desserts and that kind of thing. And I also like kayaking. I don't get to do it very often, but I'm not very good at it. But you know, just
you guys seem like best friends, or just really close friends. I guess you must be. You're similar. Where you are in life right now. What happens when you graduate from high school if you're a budding ballet professional?
It kind of depends. Like, of course, probably we'll do company auditions our senior year, and hopefully get jobs from that. But
yeah, I think it just depends. It depends on the person. Some people get to go straight into a company, but most people do a year or two as a trainee or a grad, which is or an apprenticeship, which is just not still in the school, not in the company yet. But
yeah, and I'm sorry to ask you so many sort of clinical questions, but I think a lot of people have no idea. You're part of a very specialized craft or art, and I know I've never really had the chance to talk to anybody at any length about ballet. Do you enjoy other forms of dance as a participant? And is it, this may sound weird, but I remember when I used to play tennis when I was around, when I was a teenager, and people would tell me not to take up golf because the motions in golf would hurt my ability to play tennis because the way you held your hand was a little bit different. Can you still enjoy other forms of dance, or might it impact your muscle memory or the way that you carry things out? Before you even answer that, is there any such thing as muscle memory? We always hear about that. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's when your body is just so used to it. It's like breathing. It just does. Is that what that is?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, choreography, I know we definitely have, after a while, it goes into our muscle memory, so we can think about how we move through the movements instead of just thinking about the movements.
It's amazing to think about. Now, so these other forms of dance, if you wanted to do them, are they destructive? Is it something you can't enjoy? Or
Yeah, we take some other classes. We take a jazz class and a couple of modern classes, and we've taken a lot of character classes as well. They do, they're a bit different, but they can complement our ballet, and many ballets have some of those kinds of movements in them as well. So it's good to sort of get a diversity of training.
Do ballet dancers ever get hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Have either of you ever been hurt?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about that.
Over the summer I experienced some issues with my foot that aren't totally resolved yet either.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where I just have, like, this swollen bump on my foot.
And it sounds like there isn't a distinct cause. It's just something.
It hasn't. I mean, the diagnosis we thought was right turned out not to be, because every time I stretch it, it still comes back.
Does it hurt?
A little bit.
That's got to be frustrating. I was immediately thinking of a lift or some complicated move where you might fall, but it never occurred to me that just the act of dancing and the wear and tear on your muscles and bones and, you know, extremities, and one reason I asked, that's got to build up, is I was curious what you do for prevention, you know, to make sure that you don't get hurt.
Yeah.
If you're advised to do anything.
Well, falling definitely occurs. I can attest to that. That happened yesterday in rehearsal.
you really have to have a lot of trust for whoever. I can't imagine relying on somebody to pick me up that high. How do you get used to that?
I don't know. I guess it can sometimes be scary, but I think it's, you know, if you don't trust them, then it's not going to work, because you'll just be too tentative and it, won't work. But if you trust them, then it will usually work. So I think you just get used to it.
That's a good word to use, tentative. You really want to seem, even if you're not, incredibly self-assured and calm and relaxed. That's I've always admired when I look at somebody like Gene Kelly. Just seems, I mean, from the waist up, he's not moving, you know, generally, and depending on what he's doing, and he just seems, you can't even tell that he's working to make all that happen. Are there dancers the two of you admire?
Yeah.
Who are they?
I really admire one of the principal dancers in her company, Erin Halloran. She just makes everything look fluid and beautiful. I mean, effortless.
Well, that's good to know. And how about you, Anne Wen?
Yeah. I mean, really, I feel like everyone you watch, I feel like they can be really inspiring. I think also our teacher who used to be a dancer, Alan Obazar. He's just how he moves. It's so just beautiful. And I think we all really admire him and look up to that.
Definitely.
Well, let's talk about Switzerland. This is an event, and I'm not sure I can pronounce it. Is it Prix de Lausanne? Am I close? And it's Prix de Lausanne 2011 in Switzerland. And this is a competition for younger dancers from all over the world. And you're both going there. Tell me a little bit about how this even came to be.
I guess last year, our school directors, Marjorie Grundvig and Dennis Marshall, asked me and a couple of other people if we wanted to send in audition videos, and none of us got in. But then we decided to try again this year, and we had to fill out a bunch of forms, and we made a video of us dancing and sent it in, and we got in this year, and so we were really excited.
So both of you are going. Are there others from PBT that are going as well?
No.
Just the two of you. And do you have a sense of how many youth compete all together in the competition, just from a rough sense of scale?
There are 82 competitors this year. But I think 200 or 300 some applied.
Well, That's just astounding. So from the entire world of ballet, at your age level, you're considered among the highest of 82 people. I mean, that's incredible, isn't it? I know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to put you in a position of agreeing with it. Let me just say that, because you're both very modest. But that's absolutely... How did you feel when you were selected? You must have been... Were you shocked?
I was. I really was. I was sleeping. It was like 6 in the morning, and my mom comes running upstairs, and she's screaming, and she's holding her iPad, and she's jumping up and down. She's like, Avi got in! Avi got in! I was like, what? Huh? She's like, you got in. I was like, no, you're lying. I didn't. She's like, no, you did. I was like, I didn't believe it, because looking through when we were about to send in our videos, I had so many bad takes. I was like, I'm never going to get in.
And this is Aviana, whose mother is a professional dancer, and she must have just been... Not that your mom wouldn't feel the same way, but gosh, I just can't imagine the way she was.
She was shocked. We all were. We were like, we hoped for the best, but we planned for the worst. And we were all like pretty convinced that I wasn't going to get in, but I guess that just made it even better.
And when was it similar for you?
Yeah, I'd been trying pretty hard not to get my hopes up, but I was actually taking class, and Dennis came up to me at the beginning of class because I hadn't checked my email that morning, and I hadn't found out, and they tried to call me, but I hadn't gotten the call, and he just came up to me and told me, you got in, and I was like, oh my goodness, are you serious? Like, I was just so excited.
So when do you guys head to Europe?
I go on the 28th of January.
And I'm leaving on the 29th.
Oh my gosh, so we're lucky to have you. How long will you be over there?
About a week.
Yeah.
And have either of you been to Europe before?
I've never been out of the country.
I've been to England a few times because my mom's family is in England, so we've been to visit them.
So Aviana's getting her passport and getting all set to go.
Yes.
I'm really proud of both of you, and it says a lot for the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater School, too, to have two people selected to be among the 82 people participating. We just have about a minute or two left. Is there anything either of you would like to say that we haven't talked about or to add?
I guess, yeah, I'd just like to thank everyone at PBT for all the help they've given us. I think it's been a really special experience, and we're just really excited to go learn a lot and see, meet a lot of new people and have a great time.
You guys are so well. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just Dennis and Margie, and I mean even Terry, and everyone has just been so helpful and supportive and encouraging.
You guys are so, you two are just so incredibly grounded and modest, I think, and humble in terms of your skill. I really wish you a lot of success, and I hope you'll keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. Good luck in the competition. You've already won as far as that's concerned. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
It's a real pleasure. Aviana, here with us, Aviana Adams, and Anwen David. You can learn more about Pittsburgh Ballet Theater at pbt.org. We've also linked to information about Anwen's and Aviana's selection for the Swiss competition we mentioned. You can learn more there as well. Time now is a minute before 11 o'clock.